Let's bring in the comic genii that is Mr. Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon. Hello!
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 Hello! Hello, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Brydon and Mr. Coogan. Walk you in, it's just like doing Letterman.
It is, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he was saying.
Yeah.
So, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, I'm quite surprised you're here, the pair of you, because I would have thought it was too early for you.
No, you know, the early bird catches the worm.
And Rob? We've got worms.
Right. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
It's a good selling point for the film or movie,
if you're really, really movie bound and you're in the industry, you say picture.
Picture.
Really?
Yeah, the picture. Yeah. A new picture. Yeah.
Or if you're really, really out of it and from the north, you say to flick.
Yeah.
Right.
To flick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cinema.
Yeah. Yeah, if you work for Sheffield FM. They're awful, aren't they, Chris? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, like
what
us.
Losers.
It's yeah. not... No, I don't think
if
it's awful.
Had a national station.
It's not, you know...
Yeah.
If only they were good enough. But no, it's not that. It's, I, you know, it's quirky old radio, which is
I was
nice
once
to
interviewed
hear.
By somebody in some regional station. It wasn't Toby, because I have been over. He was very nice. But some bloke, and he was a Chris Moyles wannabe.
Really?
Can you imagine such a thing?
Christ.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I gave him some leaflets before I left.
Serious
but no,
issue.
He was. He was his aspiration. I could tell, by the way, by his repartee and his bim bam. He wanted to be Chris Moyles.
Hey, listen, let's talk about the film. Why are you wasting time, Rob?
Talking about Chris.
Exactly, you're wasting time.
Chris, can I ask, are you standing or are you just very tall?
I'm standing.
Oh, you are
standing. Is that a psychological thing to do with the guests being slightly...
No, do you know what it's because I've always stood to do the show. And I've lowered the desk today so I can see you.
But do you stand constantly throughout the entire show?
Yeah.
Doesn't that get a bit tiring?
No, it's only 3 hours.
Is it as a mark of respect to your listeners?
If you stand...
No.
If you stand that long on your feet...
Yeah.
Don't you have to sort of like rock back and forth?
I'm thinking pins and needles, Chris.
I think you know like policemen who stand there and they sort of rock back and forth on their
heels. Yeah, but it's not like I'm working in Tesco's all day standing up, you know. It's only
That's true.
Apparently it means that it makes your voice clearer because you're stood up.
That is true. If I'm doing a voiceover, or Rob does more of them these days.
Thanks, Steve. Thank you very much.
Yeah. It means you can expand the diaphragm.
See?
Yeah. Well, let me counter that, because if I'm doing a voiceover, as I often do, Philadelphia with chives, I like
BBC,
to sit.
BBC, Rob, you're not allowed to do that.
I've done it, Steve. I don't care. It's the Chris Moyles show. I like to
sorry,
sit.
Sorry, break the rules. I forgot.
Exactly.
We're outrageous.
I like to sit, because they say, as you do a trendy ad, they go, yeah, we thought you'd like to stand for this, Rob. I go, no, give me a seat, or I'm walking.
When you do voiceovers... And we'll talk about the picture shortly.
Actually, I'm with you, Nasty. We should be talking about the film.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Yeah. But we can.
I just
do a diversion.
I'm curious. When you do these voiceovers, even though you are a very well respected artiste in that genre,
I think that's fair to say.
Right. do they still treat professionals as yourself the same as they do with kind of new boys like me? I.e., you read the 5 words.
Yeah.
And they. Ask you over the course of half an hour to then change the inflection on every single individual word, and then you end up doing the first take you did half an hour ago, and they go, brilliant.
Sometimes. But often, you know, it can go either way. You can have a nice one where you come in, they treat you like, oh, my word, just do whatever you want. And others, it'll be, this is a dull answer, Chris. But it can go either way.
I think 21-year-olds in Middle England are going to be really into this stuff. Right, really.
They will. They'll be loving
voice over etiquette. Yeah,
yeah. But there'll be somebody one day, you'll be reading an article with some big star in 20 years' time, and they'll go, well, I got my voiceover tips weirdly from listening to the radio years ago when I heard Rob Brydon
and some other guy talking. Sorry, Steve, why am I going into combative mood when there's no need?
I don't know. I'm in a very positive mood.
You are. Steve is very up this morning.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Because he's excited about our film. He's excited about the cock and
bull story.
Great,
you worked it back to the film. Well done, Rob.
Thank you.
Seamlessly.
Now, I haven't told the audience what the film is. I thought I'd leave that to you two to describe.
Okay.
Well, come on, Chris. You've seen half the movie.
I've
seen 15 minutes, probably less than that, actually.
No, I watched half the movie.
Did you get to the bit where...
Do you want to know exactly where I got to?
Yeah.
I got to the scene with Mark Williams and the discussing battle scenes. You just walked
Oh, that's a good scene. That's a, you remember the
and
one
then,
where
and
I
then
I
watched.
Oh, that's okay. Scene. Good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah. And I will watch the rest today.
Okay.
I will probably rewind it back to the beginning and then watch it all. So technically, I will have seen it 1.5 times.
Which is better than we should have any right to expect. So thank
exactly,
you.
Yeah. I thought you'd just get a little breakdown on a piece of A4 paper and you'd busk it on that.
No, I wanted to watch it so I could. It would enhance the interview.
Well, it's done the trick.
It's already paying off.
So tell what is the film about?
Okay, Rob, I'll start. I'm the lead.
Yeah, of course you are.
You're supporting,
Rob. Yeah, co-lead.
Let's be honest. It's called The Cock and Bull Story, and I play, and it's based on an 18th century novel.
That sounds a bit sort of stodgy.
Well, it's a good point to raise, Bob.
I'm 16.
Bob, I called you Bob.
Steve,
it's Rob, isn't it?
I'm 16 and living in Doncaster, and I wear a hoodie. Is there something in this film for me?
Yes, there is. But no, well, to be honest, no. No, to be brutally honest.
What about something for my older brother who's on remand? He's 22 and he gets out on Saturday.
That's only half of Chris's demographic. Really, you're going to...
Well, who else are we
Well, there's lots of clever young people, Rob. You should get out more on the street with the kids like I do. No, we won't go there.
I thought you put that behind you.
Come on. Yeah. So, trouble with Rob is every line becomes a feed line.
Oh, that's not true.
Yeah, exactly. You didn't come up with anything funny then, did you?
Proving my point.
I could watch this double act all day.
But... I'm not going to because we're going to a break.
Because it's the Chris Moyles show.
No.
I want this. I'm intrigued about you selling the movie
to the youth of today. All right, well.
Go, Steve. Okay, Steve.
Okay.
Go,
Steve. Any of you young, crazy cats out there, is this the right lingo to you?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, you young, crazy cats out there who aren't square.
Mention Jodie Marsh and Faria Alam. They're on Big Brother.
Okay. Yeah. If there's any young people out there who sometimes think, maybe they've had enough of Big Brother.
Yeah.
I know there's not many of them there, but you know, any smart, cool kids who like to think a bit but have fun a lot, come and see the movie. Because it makes you think, but not so much that it hurts your head.
Who's in it?
Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon.
Yeah, but what about, is there anybody from Little Britain? Because then I'd go
David Walliams is in it. Yeah, thanks.
David Walliams. I'm a Lady?
Yeah, him.
Fantastic.
He's in it. Yeah.
Wow.
And it's a funny film, and it's slightly clever, but it's very funny. And I play Steve Coogan in it, and Rob plays Rob Brydon. Now, that might sound a bit confusing, but it's not. Yeah. It's just funny.
It actually just makes it even funnier, Chris. Yeah.
I agree.
Because you saw some of those bits, didn't
I've
you?
I've seen a lot of it.
Yeah.
You know, I think I've seen the hard work bit, and then I get to watch the payoff.
Exactly.
You know, and I mean that in a complimentary way.
I didn't take it in any other way.
Right. I've got to be honest, I've watched more of this than I did the Around the World film, because I haven't seen that one.
We didn't need to mention that.
Sorry.
Now look what you've done.
Well, no.
You brought it down.
Steve, do you want a tissue? Sorry, it's all right. Come on, there you go.
It's not that kind of interview.
It's not that kind of it.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, but that's good for these. Yeah, they'll get off.
Yeah, tissue,
they'll love that. Yeah, have a tissue. Go on, everybody. Everybody do that. Go on.
Rude joke.
Yeah. Oh, I do it all day, me.
The film is out on January the 20th, and it's a great, great movie. If you want to treat yourself, I can hand on heart say it's better than the new Woody Allen movie, which is rubbish.
Great. Well, I think the best way to sum it up is it's called A Cock and Bull Story, and there's a lot of bull in it, and there's a lot of...
Steve.
What? I mean, they can put two and two together, surely.
I've got to say, Rob, I'm quite disappointed because Steve has absolutely got our audience, and he's relating to them as if he was a brother.
All right.
And,
all right, hang on then. Hey, you, the Rocksteady crew, Bebop Breakers, Electric Boogaloo.
That's old school. I like it.
Yeah, live with it, Moyles.
Okay, all right. Don't diss me, man.
Wordy Rapping Hood.
Right, okay. This is all good. At this rate, you'll be offered your own weekend show here.
Cheers.
Thanks.
We have some questions from our audience, which I'd like to throw at you.
All right.
Okay.
All right. You can... Don't look too scared. It's all right.
It's not a test, is it?
It's not a test. I'll play you a little bit of them. They introduce themselves. Hello.
Better than you.
And thank you. And then you can choose if you want to hear the question or not. So if you don't like the sound of them, you can say no.
Okay.
Okay. Well, they'll get rid of it. Okay, here we go. Here's question number one.
Hi, Chris. My name's Paul. I'm from Marble Arch, and I'm a finance manager.
Right, I like the sound of Paul.
Yeah?
Yeah, he sounds like my kind of man. Steve, you're not so sure about Paul.
Well, he's a southerner, and I think they're talking stupid away.
Yeah. Kill him, get rid of him, we don't want him.
No? Okay. No. All right, okay, next.
Hi, Chris, my name's Colin. I'm from Liverpool. I'm a tarmacker.
Oh.
I'm torn because on the one hand he's a northerner, so I like him.
You don't like the Scousers either, do you?
Right. He's a good northerner, but he's a Scouser. So
okay.
But do you know what? In a spirit of generosity, I'm going to hold out the olive branch to Liverpool Manchester and listen to it.
Well, I think you're going to regret it, Steve. I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh my God!
Really,
Steve? Will you be doing another series of Alan Partridge?
There you go. There it was. It could have been anywhere in those questions, and it was the first one you chose.
Okay. The answer is almost certainly. Well, no is the answer, but I might do. I'm planning on doing maybe a sort of a one-off TV special or maybe a film. We're talking about possibly doing a film as well. So
or maybe a series.
Or maybe a series. Basically, yes, anything. Absolutely anything. No, possibly a film, possibly a one-off, but definitely not a series.
I think in an ideal world, just a series of highly paying corporates.
Highly paying. No, I was thinking of doing, you know, those kind of David Dimbleby, Alan Titchmarsh going round Britain, sort of exploring the topography.
Nice.
And
I
thought something like that. Like maybe going round Britain in a bullnose Morris.
Didn't you do that once?
No, I mentioned it.
Oh,
okay. I might actually sort of go around Britain and sort of interview old blacksmiths and people like that.
I have to say, from my point of view, I'm flabbergasted. I didn't know you did Alan Partridge. I've known you from your other stuff. Another question?
Yes, we certainly have, I'll move on.
Hi, Chris, it's Graham, and I'm a stonemason, and I'm come from Great Yarmouth.
Oh, a question from a stonemason.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Which place would you most like to live? Kidderminster or Aberystwyth?
Well, I'm a Welsh person, so...
Are you?
Yeah,
you
been
hide
to
that
Aberystwyth,
well.
So what else can I say? Kidderminster.
Do you know what? I would say Aberystwyth.
Aberystwyth is lovely, actually.
It's like, it's just an escape, it's like, it's because, it, I just think it's a beautiful place, and it's very kind of, it's sort of, you imagine it's very peaceful.
Very near Devil's Bridge, which is a lovely spot to visit. If you've got a bit of time in your hands this weekend, do check out
Devil's Bridge. Well, there's so much in this interview.
Chatting to
holiday
Steve
stuff and
Chris
all
Miles
that.
Here on local radio.
All right, here's another one.
Hi, Chris. I'm Beth, and I'm a beautician from Leicester.
Over to you, Steve.
Cheers.
Nominate Steve.
Yes.
Rob, will you do me a Ronnie Corbett?
Oh.
I didn't know what she said. Wind it back.
She said...
Rob?
Yes?
Will you do me a Ronnie Corbett impression?
Would you do me a Ronnie Corbett impression?
You do yours, and then I'll do mine with the...
Can I just stop you as well? Now, I've seen you do, obviously, separately, do this impression and collectively as well. Dominic, who reads our news, who's the bald-headed gentleman, does a Ronnie Corbett impression, which is dire, really dire. So I know he will find this very painful to see two masters.
Okay, ready? No. We won't say who this is, and whoever the best one is, we can lay claim to it, right?
Okay. Right.
It's not the one about the about the young man that goes along to Radio One on the Chris... Sorry. Chris Miles. Language, Timothy, no. I've stopped. That's me. Ronnie Corbett, the comedian.
It was the one day in the year.
That's good. That's good.
Good heavens, you know. It was the one day, when... And I remember it very clearly, because it was the one day when Allied Carpets weren't having a sale.
Well, that was very good. That was better than me. That was, I've not been quite so nervous since I found myself stood...
Next to Shakin' Stevens in the Bishop...
No, you see, you blew it. I stood at the BBC urinal next to Shakin' Stevens.
Wow.
I did blow it.
Yeah, you missed out
Thanks
the BBC
for that,
urinal.
Steve.
Dominic, sorry. Would you like to... Rob, don't feel too bad about it. This is Dominic's impression of Ronnie Corbett. I swear on my life, this is serious.
Before I do, I genuinely think this is not... I mean, I appreciated yours and stuff.
No.
It's cringeworthy.
I can't even... I'm speechless.
Are you on medication?
No, I'm not. But
if you are, I'd try experimenting with the dosage.
anything in that's wrong?
The sound.
I was doing the glasses because he holds his glasses as well, which I think.
Oh, that's what you were doing.
You sound like Alan Freeman, to be honest.
Yeah. Right.
No.
Work it up into a mediocre Alan Freeman.
Okay,
you can
good.
Go from
Thank
a bad
you very
Ronnie
much.
Corbett.
I appreciate the lesson. Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's have another couple of quick questions. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, because I want to find one for Steve, obviously.
Hello, Chris. My name's Tim. I'm from Long Sutton. I'm a lorry driver, and I deliver steel.
Oh, got to be for the big man.
Yeah, I'd love to hear his question.
Rob, can you do your impression of Ken Bruce? It's even better than Dave's.
You know, when we came in, I know you've done this deliberately, but I thought every question was going to be for Steve, and I was trying to think of some witty way to kind of paper over the crack. Yes, I will do Ken Bruce, really.
Your Ken Bruce is absolutely fantastic, and, you know, I'd take my hat off to you if I was wearing one.
Portmaster,
I don't need to, because I'm not bald.
Steve, I'm doing the impression. I mean, Radio 2, thanks to Terry, it's a Portmaster now, Radio 2, attacks by Beverly Craven and Woman to Woman, or as I like to think of it, Girl on Girl. And if that wait, it's Radio 1, it's early morning. Good morning, Portmaster, me, I'm like Terry, but not quite.
It's a shame that that's wasted on their entire listenership, really, isn't it?
Well, no, because Dave and I do our Wogan and Ken Bruce impressions.
Oh, really? Oh, I see.
God, are you going to come back for everyone we do and trump us?
No.
I promise I won't trump you again.
Comedy yeah. Davis spoke.
But you see, if you think that his impression of Corbett was bad,
yeah.
Mine's yours? Awful. My Ken Bruce is awful
go on
in
then.
Comparison.
Go on then. Steve, they're being postmodern. We can't compete.
We're not being postmodern. It's just very
different.
It's
been crap. That's all it is. Many people think we're surreal and postmodern. We're not. We're just poor.
All right, but go on then. Do your Terry and Ken.
You start.
No, I'm not. Because I won't. I can't embarrass myself.
He's bottled out.
I can do a good Terry.
In front of
Steve does a great. Steve Coogan does a very good.
You do Terry.
Go on.
The thing about when you do Terry Wogan, is you have to do it. Oh, I like that one. Well, I better go right down there. Thank you.
Very good. See,
the wind's going round and round. Okay, so that's right.
Terry Wogan there. Thank you, Terry. And there'll be more from Terry later on.
Oh, I'll hand it over to you there. Guys, I'm great to see you. Looking better. That's very nice.
Well, Beverly Craven coming out later.
Is that cashmere you're wearing?
No, it's cashmere on delivery, Terry. Cash on delivery. Cashmere in hand. Chris Rea, Road to Hell.
Can I say, what I even liked about that impression was the fact that when you said Chris Rothschild, you moved your hand up as if you were
saying it. I saw that. That's commitment. That's method impressioning.
Thanks very much.
Okay, let's... all right, very quickly, because I know you had to leave. Let's find...
Oh, sorry, we're staying now. We're quite enjoying it.
I want to find...
Said we had to go at 8:30...
Was that just in case you weren't happy?
This is actually quite fun. Let's stay.
No, I do have to go quite soon, but I can stay an extra time. I'm not going to let you stay here on your own. I know what'll happen. I'll get buried.
If you can stay, you're more than welcome to stay.
Let's give another 7 minutes. Come on.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah. Fill our boots.
All right, let me find you a question.
Rob, will you...
No.
This is a stitch-up.
Sorry, hang on. No, it's not. It's not a... here we go.
Please, can you ask Rob to do his
answer? No, that's another one.
Are they all Rob?
Oh, Steve.
Well, here's one.
You've been in America for a while.
Hi, Steve. I'm a big fan of your movies. which is your favourite actor?
Which is your favourite actor there? That was
who was that? Who was that calling in, Chris?
That was
Chris Moore.
Tim in Yarmouth.
Yarmouth.
In Yarmouth. I don't speak to people. I'm from Great Yarmouth. My favourite actor is Jack Lemmon.
There we are.
Brilliant.
Thanks for that, Steve.
Hey, Rob, can you do your impression of Roger Moore?
Sorry, I just added that at the end.
Steve's favourite actor is Jack Lemmon. Hang on, he's doing an even deeper one.
Can you do Roger Moore when he shouts? I mean, everyone can do him when he's being calm and collected.
I can't do him when he shouts. Perhaps you'd like to illustrate.
Well, when he shouts, perhaps someone's about to throw a dagger onto a bed where he's lying with a beautiful woman. He might say, "Move!"
Oh, dear.
My Roger never has to shout. He's a very self-contained man.
When I kill for Queen and Country. Although I admit, killing you would be a pleasure. Move! I've already said that.
Just now, we can't follow that one. You'll be pleased to know none of us do a Roger Moore impression.
Meanwhile, in the yellow kitchen, Suzanne has cooked up a remarkable...
You can't just start doing your Lloyd Grossman unless you've been invited to do it. I'll start doing my Michael Caine for no reason at all.
Go on, Jim. You've got the modern Michael got a very destroyed voice.
No. When you do Michael, you have to speak very, very quietly like that.
And then when you get angry, you get very, very bloody angry and speak like that. But nowadays, he's got so old that the back of his mouth has gone, and a lot of the voice has gone, and a lot of the form of the words is gone, and he didn't make a noise like that.
You sound like you've got...
This is Michael Caine with a stroke. Okay, God forbid. please, let's not let it happen.
That's terrible.
No, that's an incapacitated Michael Caine, which not many people do.
You got a cleft palate.
You're so outrageous, yeah. Rob Brydon.
I'm a bit like Howard Stench, aren't I?
He's the most outrageous person that I've ever met in a V-neck sweater.
And corduroy trousers. Yeah. And sensible brogues.
Yeah. Oh, dear, right. One more question then. Here we go.
It's great on the Christmas.
Can you ask Rob to do his angry man in the box impression? Me and my friend Will.
This is outrageous.
Angry man in the box.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
And by the way, Rachel hasn't seen this yet, and I've got a bet with her that she will she will wet herself.
Get ready, little lady. Ready? I've got to get the voice right. Hang on. Because the voice has got to be...
Oh, don't milk it. Just do it. Ready? Get it out of the way.
Tony, let me out of here. I can't get out of here. Where are you? Somebody help me, please. I don't know where I am. Oh, my word, where am I?
I can make him even smaller than that. Hang on.
It's genius.
That's amazing.
I never knew he was American.
Yeah, it's an American accent.
Never knew that.
Yeah. I just thought
it's a pity
right
that the only
impression.
American sort of voice you can do is someone who's trapped in a box.
And you know my Pacino is world class. Are you stepping up to the plate? That's a no.
I've lost the will to live.
Oh, come on, Chris.
What?
Talk.
Okay, the Cock and Bull story is out on the 20th of January. Go and see it. It features the brilliant and very funny Rob Brydon and the brilliant and very funny Steve Coogan. Steve Coogan, who gets top billing in the movie.
Yeah, he does. As he should, because let's face it, he's an elder statesman of British comedy.
Whereas you're just old.
Yes.
Please go and see the movie. It's very good. Bring along all your friends.
It's very loose, this show, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but, you know...
Are we still on air?
We're plugging your movie to all the, you know, listeners with the Asbos out
by
there.
By now, Toby Foster would have gone to Steel Eye Span.
I can't follow that. And we have tickets to give away to the premiere, which
is... Oh, sorry, we're okay.
Yeah, we're okay, sorted. Yeah, we're fine.
That's sorted. Right. Hang on a second. which is Monday night. So there you go. So thank you very much for coming in, Steve. Comedy legend, and Rob Brydon. It was lovely to meet you too.
Cheers, Chris.
And good luck with the movie. Picture cinema release.
Cheers. Thanks, Chris Moyles.
And if you do the Partridge movie thing, any bit parts go in?
Well, possibly.
You've got my details, Steve. You know where I am.
What, you?
Yeah. Oh, did Moylesy mean him?
Of course.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't
worry about Brydony.
No, we
isn't that what people call you, Moylesy, don't they?
You don't really know me well enough, to be fair. Chris.
Yeah. All right, well, word up you. word up you.
Don't go negative on Chris. The listeners are with him.
All right. Yeah, big up, Chris. Right. Big up, Cameo.
Thank you. So Cock and Bull Story is out on the 20th of January, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Steve Coogan of Rock Bride.
Hammer time!
There you go.